Prvá časť testu – počúvanie. Táto časť testu sa skladá z troch nahrávok. Každú z nich budete počuť dvakrát. Počas počúvania odpovedajte na otázky, prislúchajúce k jednotlivým nahrávkam. Sledujte inštrukcie a piktogramy, aby ste vedeli, na ktorý odpoveďový hárok máte vyznačovať svoje odpovede. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok, označený piktogramom krížik. Prvá nahrávka. Vypočujte si 7 krátkych dialógov. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpoveďovom hárku, označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 1 až 7. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
Why is Peter not at school?
Why is Peter not at school today? Is he ill or something? It's not a problem with his teeth again, I hope.
Not at all. I called him, but he wasn't at home.
Who answered the phone?
His grandmother. She told me he was taking his driving test.
When is Martin going to the library?
When are you going to the library, Martin?
I wanted to go there tomorrow, but I have not finished the book yet. I'll have to go there on Saturday, because I'm out of town on Friday, and I'm going on holiday next Monday. Why are you asking?
Could you return my books for me, please?
No problem.
What time does the film start?
Hurry up. Or we'll miss the start.
Doesn't it start at 7:30?
Normally it does, but this film is longer, so it starts at 7:15.
Relax. We still have 20 minutes.
How far is the nearest petrol station?
How far is the nearest petrol station?
There is one about 13 kilometres from here. But if you drive on for about 25 kilometres, there is a big new one with a very good restaurant.
I'm not hungry. All I need is petrol.
All right. We should be there in about 10 minutes.
What is George going to give Jane?
Listen, Kate. It's Jane's birthday next Tuesday. Have you bought a present for her?
I have a record.
I'll give her flowers. I bought her a book, But then I saw the same book on her desk, so I cannot give it to her. And I know she doesn't like chocolates.
Where are you calling from?
Hello, Mum. It's John.
John, where are you? Still at work? Dinner's ready.
I'm sorry. I'll be late. I'm in my car, but I'm not driving. The road is closed. There has been an accident. The ambulance has just arrived. The police say it will take an hour.
All right. Take care.
How much will it cost?
Can I help you?
I need a new computer. I quite like this one. How much is it?
We've just reduced the price. It was £450, but now it's only £350 with the monitor.
My old monitor is fine.
That will be £90 less, which makes it £260.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
Why is Peter not at school?
Why is Peter not at school today? Is he ill or something? It's not a problem with his teeth again, I hope.
Not at all. I called him, but he wasn't at home.
Who answered the phone?
His grandmother. She told me he was taking his driving test.
When is Martin going to the library?
When are you going to the library, Martin?
I wanted to go there tomorrow, but I have not finished the book yet. I'll have to go there on Saturday, because I'm out of town on Friday, and I'm going on holiday next Monday. Why are you asking?
Could you return my books for me, please?
No problem.
What time does the film start?
Hurry up, or we'll miss the start.
Doesn't it start at 7:30?
Normally it does, but this film is longer, so it starts at 7:15.
Relax, we still have 20 minutes.
How far is the nearest petrol station?
How far is the nearest petrol station?
There is one about 13 kilometres from here. But if you drive on for about 25 kilometres, there is a big new one with a very good restaurant.
I'm not hungry. All I need is petrol.
All right. We should be there in about 10 minutes.
What is George going to give Jane?
Listen, Kate. It's Jane's birthday next Tuesday. Have you bought a present for her?
I have a record.
I'll give her flowers. I bought her a book, but then I saw the same book on her desk, so I cannot give it to her. And I know she doesn't like chocolates.
Where are you calling from?
Hello, Mum. It's John.
John, where are you? Still at work? Dinner's ready.
I'm sorry. I'll be late. I'm in my car, but I'm not driving. The road is closed. There has been an accident. The ambulance has just arrived. The police say it will take an hour.
All right. Take care.
How much will it cost?
Can I help you?
I need a new computer. I quite like this one. How much is it?
We've just reduced the price. It was £450, but now it's only £350 with the monitor.
My old monitor is fine.
That will be £90 less, which makes it £260.
Teraz máte ešte 2 minúty na dokončenie práce na úlohách 1 až 7. Druhá nahrávka. Vypočujte si rozhovor s víťazom horského maratónu. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpoveďovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 8 až 13. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
Mark, you won the mountain marathon. Tell us something about this race.
Well, it is called the mountain marathon, but it is not actually 42 kilometers long. It's not even a half marathon, which would be 21 kilometers. This one is just 17 kilometers. But it is run high in the mountains, and you keep going up and down, which takes a lot of energy, so it feels like running a marathon.
Is it true that you did not even want to run in this race?
My father, who is my coach, wanted me to go, but I thought I was not ready for it. I only wanted to watch and support my friend who was going to run. But then he had an accident and couldn't take part. That's when I decided to run.
And then you won it. Was it luck?
I don't think it was luck. I had to work hard during the whole race to be in the first position before the finish. I'm glad I won a race in which many good runners took part. I do not believe in luck. I believe in hard work.
How do you relax after a race like this?
I'm an active kind of person. So you won't find me lying around, reading books or listening to classical music. For me, the best way to relax is to go for a swim.
Tell us something about the beginning of your sports career. When did it all start?
Like every boy, I liked ball games. But my father wanted me to be a runner, like he was. When I was only 9, he sent me to the sports stadium to run, but I hated it. I wasn't interested in running till after high school, when I was 19.
What are your plans for the future after winning this race? Would you like to go to the Olympic Games?
Of course, I want to get better and faster and win more races, but running is only a hobby, and what is most important to me now is finishing my university studies. Of course, it would be nice to run in the Olympics, but not yet.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
Mark, you won the mountain marathon. Tell us something about this race.
Well, it is called the mountain marathon, but it is not actually 42 kilometers long. It's not even a half marathon, which would be 21 kilometres. This one is just 17 kilometres, but it is run high in the mountains, and you keep going up and down, which takes a lot of energy, so it feels like running a marathon.
Is it true that you did not even want to run in this race?
My father, who is my coach, wanted me to go, but I thought I was not ready for it. I only wanted to watch and support my friend who was going to run. But then he had an accident and couldn't take part. That's when I decided to run.
And then you won it. Was it luck?
I don't think it was luck. I had to work hard during the whole race to be in the first position before the finish. I'm glad I won a race in which many good runners took part. I do not believe in luck. I believe in hard work.
How do you relax after a race like this?
I'm an active kind of person, so you won't find me lying around, reading books or listening to classical music. For me, the best way to relax is to go for a swim.
Tell us something about the beginning of your sports career. When did it all start?
Like every boy, I liked ball games. But my father wanted me to be a runner, like he was. When I was only 9, he sent me to the sports stadium to run, but I hated it. I wasn't interested in running till after high school, when I was 19.
What are your plans for the future after winning this race? Would you like to go to the Olympic Games?
Of course, I want to get better and faster and win more races, but running is only a hobby. And what is most important to me now is finishing my university studies. Of course, it would be nice to run in the Olympics, but not yet.
Teraz máte ešte 2 minúty na dokončenie práce na úlohách 8 až 13. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok, označený piktogramom pero. Tretia nahrávka. Vypočujte si oznam o televíznych programoch a doplňte chýbajúce slová v úlohách 14 až 20. V odpovedi použite jedno slovo alebo číslo. Svoje odpovede napíšte na odpoveďový hárok, označený piktogramom pero. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
The time now is 9:03. This is Channel 1. Now a few words about today's programs. If you stay with us, you can watch another edition of our popular science program called Show Me How It Happens, where young people can see some interesting experiments. This program starts at 9 and is meant for school children interested in chemistry. At the end of this program, we will tell you who the 4 winners are of our My Favorite Book competition. So stay with us till the end. Maybe you are one of the lucky winners. This program is followed at 10:45 by Channel 1 News and Weather. At 11, you can see another episode of A House in Victoria Road, our comedy series about the problems of growing up. In today's episode, the girls spend a weekend with their grandmother. That is our program here on Channel 1. On Channel 2, you can watch a documentary from the rainforest called Sounds of the Forest, which starts at 9:10. This program won the main prize at a documentary film festival last year. At 9:40, this will be followed by Channel 2 World Business News. Between 10 and 11, you can watch the gardening program, in which our experts will give you some advice on how to make things grow. At 11, Channel 2 should bring you live tennis, however. If the matches cannot start because of the weather, Channel 2 will be bringing you music instead. That is our program on Channel 2. On Channel 3, you can now watch...
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
The time now is 9:03. This is Channel 1. Now a few words about today's programs. If you stay with us, you can watch another edition of our popular science program called Show Me How It Happens, where young people can see some interesting experiments. This program starts at 9 and is meant for school children interested in chemistry. At the end of this program, we will tell you who the 4 winners are of our My Favorite Book competition. So stay with us till the end. Maybe you are one of the lucky winners. This program is followed at 10:45 by Channel 1 News and Weather. At 11, you can see another episode of A House in Victoria Road, our comedy series about the problems of growing up. In today's episode, the girls spend a weekend with their grandmother. That is our program here on Channel 1. On Channel 2, you can watch a documentary from the rainforest called Sounds of the Forest, which starts at 9:10. This program won the main prize at a documentary film festival last year. At 9:40, this will be followed by Channel 2 World Business News. Between 10 and 11, you can watch the gardening program, in which our experts will give you some advice on how to make things grow. At 11, Channel 2 should bring you live tennis, however. If the matches cannot start because of the weather, Channel 2 will be bringing you music instead. That is our program on Channel 2. On Channel 3, you can now watch...
Teraz máte ešte 2 minúty na dokončenie práce na úlohách 14 až 20. Ukončite prosím prácu na tejto časti testu. Pokračujte prosím v práci na ďalších častiach testu.